Here's a little experiment. If I asked you who invented email, is there just one name that comes to mind? The way you might link Steve Jobs to Apple or Bill Gates to Microsoft. And would you say who? If the answer was Noel Morris. Noel Morris is the late brother of the Academy Award-winning filmmaker Errol Morris, who lives in Cambridge. In a series running this week in the New York Times, Errol Morris presents the idea that it was his late brother Noel who deserves much of the credit for inventing email while Noel was at MIT in the 1960s. We asked Errol why he headlined the New York Times series not with a claim, but with a question. Did my brother invent email with Tom Van Vleck?
Call it an attempt to avoid the Al Gore problem. Instead of asserting anything about my brother, let the reader decide. There's a metaphor given by my brother's office mate at MIT in the 60s, Tom Van Vleck, and he talks about the computer programmers of that era as cathedral builders. They were building our modern version of the cathedrals of the Middle Ages. It's not just one person who created the modern world. It's many, many, many people.
So since you mentioned Tom Van Vleck, why don't we pick up the story from there? He was a colleague of your brother's, and you started to investigate this idea based on a comment he left for you.
I write for the op-ed section of the New York Times, and my last series of essays, 500-600 comments came in. Among them was a comment from Tom Van Vleck, who asked me, essentially, are you aware of the role that your brother played in the invention of email?
And you said, what?
I said, what? Yes, exactly. Now, this is a fragment, an excerpt from my interview with Tom Van Vleck. So, Errol Morris, so is this really true? Did Noel invent email? Tom Van Vleck. He and I together invented email. That's right. Someone else said, let's have an email, but he and I were the people who took that wish and wrote code that did it.
What were you thinking at the moment when he answered your question like that?
Holy cow.
Can you tell us a story of how this was used or being used at MIT?
It's a story about unintended consequences, how you never know where technology is going to lead you. I remember I visit my brother. He had an apartment in Cambridge, Massachusetts. He had a typewriter computer console in his apartment. He would work throughout the night. All of these consoles hooked up with modems to the mainframe. This was something completely new in the mid-60s. And the minute you did that, the minute you had these consoles, these modems, this time sharing, all of a sudden, people wanted to talk to each other. They didn't want to just share time on the computer. They wanted to share information. It was emergent, if you like. It was something that just happened. It wasn't prepared for.
There's a funny anecdote about post stamps. Your brother and Tom Van Vleck worried about what would happen if the post office found out they were working on a new kind of mail system. Tell us that.
This is a ridiculous story. Here they've invented, developed email, and they're worried about the post office because it's illegal. It's a crime. As Tom Van Vleck puts it, to send a letter without canceling a first-class stamp. You just can't do that. One day, there's a guy from a new high-tech division of the post office visiting MIT, and they mention it to him. You know, we have this thing called email. Would you be interested? The guy says, absolutely not, because in those days, all they could imagine when they thought about computers is the computers would help in sorting the mail. Said, we're not interested. And they asked, well, is it okay if we go ahead and do this? I said, sure, why not? And so I asked Tom Van Vleck at this point, my God, if you had been able to patent this. And Tom Van Vleck interrupts and says, and yes, we would be richer than Bill.
Bill Gates.
Presumably. He didn't give the last name.
Are you concerned about doubt, that people will doubt what you're saying about your brother?
I love doubt. The world without doubt would be a truly miserable place. I don't write to tell people what they have to think. I write so that people can think about what I've written. Did my brother and Tom Van Vleck invent email? They certainly played a role. And let the reader, if that's the only reason that you're reading the essay, please, there's more to it than that. There's more to it than just the claim, my brother did X or my brother did Y. I believe it's a story.
You think your brother would appreciate this?
I really hope so. I wrote it in good measure for him. This was an incredible family tragedy, his death at the age of 40, dying of a heart attack like my father, who died at the age of 43. I always still am in awe of my brother. So this is many things to me. It's part the story of my family, a family reminiscence, and also the story of a very important moment in the history of technology.
Errol Morris is a writer and filmmaker living in Cambridge. His movie, The Fog of War, won the Academy Award for Best Documentary Feature in 2004. His series on his brother and the invention of email in the New York Times Online is running all this week.